Last week, two inspection officers from the Alaska Department of Transportation informed the City Public Works Department that some water and sewer trucks are overweight by about 7,000 pounds. The DOT noticed an article in the Alaska Dispatch News and decided to come out to Bethel for an inspection, according to DOT spokesperson Shannon McCarthy. The department is recommending the trucks carry smaller loads, up to three-quarters full. No tickets have been issued for this trip, says McCarthy. And the bottom line for the city?
What the result of this was that we had to lighten the loads in our trucks by about 1,000 gallons.
That's Bethel City Manager Pete Williams, who says he heard that other inspections were carried out across town on various trucks delivering liquids. The city uses two types of trucks for water and sewage, 3,000-gallon tanks and 4,000-gallon tanks. The end result for customers is not yet known.
We don't expect the impact to be felt till after the 1st of August.
The beginning of the month is when they start their monthly water deliveries, which tend to be larger and take longer to complete. That's when the city could start getting behind on water and sewer deliveries. Williams says they might be able to keep up, but it might come with a lot of overtime that would end up being cost prohibitive. Williams is still inquiring about what changed. One factor is certain. The Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation expansion has increased the burden on the city's roads.
There's been a lot more dump trucks on the road. There's just been a lot more truck traffic.
Williams says the DOT told him the excess weight was causing the highway to sink. Williams disagrees.
We contend that the highway, the frost heaves, and the bad spots in the highway are due to permafrost on thawing and then heaving.
And that, says Williams, doesn't have anything to do with the weight of the trucks. But vehicle weights are largely a matter of federal law. McCarthy says the DOT inspectors will be coming out again, and any trucks they find overweight will be ticketed. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.